here at the ECUC conference here in San Diego. We're with John Moreno from Kena Mutual Group. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Excellent. Hey, you just gave a presentation in one of those rooms over there, and can you give us a quick overview of what you talked about?
Absolutely. So we talked about the charitable donation account,
okay,
which is a new power basically that's been vested with federally chartered mm-hmm. credit unions. Mm-hmm. State chartered credit unions may have different conditions depending on their state, but it allows them to invest up to 5% of net worth in an investment they normally couldn't. Mm-hmm. And then they have to split those earnings, 51% to a 501c3 charity. Mm-hmm. They can retain the other 49%.
Oh, nice.
So to the degree that they can make an excess investment return, it can be a positive benefit for their bottom line. Mm-hmm. It can also offset charitable giving if they're doing it now, mm-hmm. or it can allow them to begin doing a charitable giving program to enhance member activity, to enhance employee engagement, mm-hmm. you know, all of that.
It just kind of furthers the credit union model. I mean, it's like this is their wheelhouse. So Absolutely. This is something that kind of incentivizes it, like you say, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things we talked about was the millennials. You know, everybody, you know, let's not use that word anymore, I guess. But the fact of the matter is that they want to have a fundamental tie, a passionate tie to the organization mm-hmm. that they're trading time for money with. Mm-hmm. And what we found and studies have shown is when employees are aligned with something that is of a charitable intent that mm-hmm. they are committed to, mm-hmm. they're that much more engaged, mm-hmm. they're that much more willing to go the extra mile for the membership,
yep.
for the organization. And so it's a win-win-win, yep. if you really look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, they're looking for something with deeper meaning, something that exactly. has roots, something that gives back to the community. I've seen those studies as well. It's like, absolutely. That's pretty cool for that group.
Absolutely. And so this allows the credit union to basically do that, capture that employee engagement, mm-hmm. also engage with the community from mm-hmm. a marketing sense or mm-hmm. from a community development sense, mm-hmm. and then also do something financially good for the credit
right.
union as well.
Right.
So again, when we talk about the win-win-win, mm-hmm. that really covers that the gamut.
Love it. Now, in your presentation, what were a couple of takeaways that you wanted your attendees, your audience, to take yep. back to their credit unions in this sense?
Yep. A couple of key takeaways were basically the regulation's pretty straightforward. Forward, and so it's very easy to work with that. The key thing is working with a competent partner to make sure that you're uncovering all the different stones mm-hmm. that are to be turned over in evaluating such a program.
Important.
Absolutely, and especially important from the regulatory sense.
Yes.
They like to take a look at that process.
Yep.
So really want to have someone who has a sound process for mm-hmm. doing that. And then beyond that, really what was interesting was the feedback we got from the participants on the different ways that they're engaging with their employees.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've seen a few where you know, they're doing a matching contribution of some sort for the employees. So saying, hey, we have a maximum of mm-hmm. X dollars, mm-hmm. X thousands of dollars mm-hmm. that we're going to give, but it's going to be matching. So whatever you bring to the table, we will also commit to, and that way you're getting the employee and the credit union engaged, and you're getting a bigger bang mm-hmm. for your buck mm-hmm. with respect to the entity that you're helping.
And from an employee standpoint or a staffer's, that's a really good message to send, you know, when you're kind of marching in step with the company as well. So it's kind of a cool, it's a really, I don't know, it seems like a kind of a supportive role almost, you know, but you're marching in step with the company as well, or the credit union in a sense.
Absolutely correct. And in fact, the example we used was, let's say an entity was able to give, you know, $100,000 to charitable organizations, and they put the challenge out to their employees, like, we want to match this. Well, now if you get the employees engaged properly, you could end up with a $200,000 mm-hmm. grant or donation, and suddenly you've just doubled up the effect. And these employees are now engaged, and the organization's really, really gracious because are really grateful for the contribution, mm-hmm. and the credit union, you know, gets the employee engagement and gets the community awareness out of the whole engagement. So it really was a good conversation, and really the participants were very, very gracious about offering their own insights.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
All right, wrap up question here. What are your goals with this program? What are your goals? What do you want to achieve here, other than world domination, obviously? But I mean, but no, it's on all seriousness. You know, this is kind of the charities are the end result here, the winners here, the philanthropic efforts.
Yep.
So it sounds like that could be the end all goal. And
our overarching drive, and we talked about this in a couple of the earlier sessions, I think Bob Trunzo hit on it as well, is credit unions are in an increasingly competitive environment. And so everywhere on their balance sheet and their operations and their financials and how they offer loans, everything that they're doing, they're having to take a new look at that and say, how do we optimize this? How do we do this more efficiently, more effectively? And so when we look at a credit union, it's just simply writing a check to a charity mm-hmm. or one that's using a charitable donation account to cover all or a big portion of the cost mm-hmm. of that check mm-hmm. so they're operating more optimally. That's really what we're looking to accomplish. We want our credit union customers to truly look at balance sheet optimization, income statement optimization. This is one tool, a very small tool to do that, but that's really what we're looking for long run through this program and others like it.
It sounds like it's another differentiator for credit unions as well.
Absolutely.
Very cool. John, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir.
Thank you.